Hey, this is John Orberg, and I want to congratulate you. We're on the 10th day of our two-week journey. This is 2 weeks of Made to Count. And I want the invitation for today to be to live without any self-righteousness at all. Now, self-righteousness is a fascinating dynamic, and it's brutally destructive to our lives, but it's always a temptation to people trying to take faith seriously. It's amazing how the two words, righteousness and then self-righteousness, sound so close, but they are complete opposites. To be righteous, though we don't use that language much nowadays, means to be a genuinely good person from the inside. That's a very important person in the ancient world. The kind of thoughts and desires and choices and perceptions that come from you. To be self-righteous is to have the attitude or belief that you are morally superior. And that's not only an incorrect belief, it's dangerous because it justifies my holding other people in contempt or judging them. It's the opposite of love. And it blinds me to the sin of my own lovelessness. Now, the ultimate will of God for human beings, our ultimate destiny, is that we're made to count, that we're made to have an impact in our world and to be significant. And the ultimate expression of that in a single word, this is what Made to Love is really all about, is just love. Love God. Love people. Love life. Love creation. So to be loveless is the ultimate flaw, the ultimate sin. And see, self-righteousness enables lovelessness and simultaneously blinds us to it. Because to be self-righteous makes us think that we're actually entitled to not love other people because we're morally superior to them. So today, stop it. None of that. Now, how do we do that? How do we get delivered from it? Well, that's where the Bible has a lot to say about coming to grips with my faults and my flaws. So we'll talk about the celebration of personal inadequacy. See, when I live in humility and the awareness of my own faults and flaws and weaknesses and sin, then it becomes possible to be freed from this problem of self-righteousness. And that actually ends up being a great relief if we can get there. There's a wonderful verse in the fourth chapter of the book of Acts, story of the early church. Peter and John, in the name of Jesus, have brought healing to a man. And their religious leaders, in their self-righteousness, their judgmental certainty about their correctness and their desire to remain in power, see all this. Peter actually says, I'm not able to not talk about this man. I'm not able to not speak and teach in the name of Jesus when religious leaders tell him to stop it. And the text says, when the religious leaders saw their boldness, their courage, and reflect on the fact that Peter and John are ordinary, unschooled men. Unschooled, like, you know, they had no particular education. These are not the smartest guys in the room. And then the Greek word for ordinary is idiotes. And we get our word, as you might guess, idiot from them. We're all idiots. I'm an idiot. You're an idiot. But then the text says they took note that these men, ordinary, unschooled, idiotes, had been with Jesus. And I thought about how remarkable it is, these men, not educated, not real smart, to be ordinary, not special, not beautiful, not gifted, but with Jesus. And then I thought how often I desperately want to avoid the first two. I don't want anybody to think I'm not smart. I don't want anybody to think I'm just ordinary, not really gifted. And yet how often I fail to pursue that other phrase, which is to be with Jesus. It is being with Jesus that makes the difference. And here's why. Here's the key. There has never been a less self-righteous person in the history of humanity than Jesus himself, the only fully righteous person who ever lived. So today, no self-righteousness. We are all idiots. We are all broken. We are all sinful. The great Christian thinker and writer G.K. Chesterton said that what's so amazing about Christianity is there are some traditions, some philosophies that have a real high view of human nature. They're very optimistic, very idealistic. And then others that might have a real low view of human nature that can be quite pessimistic. He said Christianity is the one view that the one one at the same time has an incredibly high view. God, you have made human beings just a little lower than the angels, made in your own image. And at the same time, an incredibly low and pessimistic view. All we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned everyone to his own way. What is more wicked and deceitful than the human heart? And Christianity holds at one and the same time an incredibly high view of human beings and a desperately low view. So I recognize that humility and the awareness of my own inadequacy is real deep, and I ask God for help. There is nothing inside me that warrants or entitles me to be puffed up. And yet, I get that way. But my friend Jesus is with me and offers me forgiveness and grace. So, this is a day when you have the chance to work for him and be with him. And then love other people in ordinary ways. Today, be on the lookout for that. And if there's moments today when there's a little bit of contempt or judgmentalism or superiority to somebody that you go to school with or somebody that you work with or people who are wrong about religion or wrong about politics or wrong about anything, just ask, God, would you snuff it out? Bring that confession back to mind. God, help me to remember how much I need you. Help me to remember that I am like everybody else, broke. We're all idiots. Live today in the celebration of personal inadequacy. And I promise your humility will shine a light in the darkness of folks all around you. And that is how you can make today count.
You've been listening to Become New with John Ortberg, where you can receive 10 minutes of daily teaching about the person you're becoming. If you like what you're hearing, you can head on over to our website, becomenew.com, where John has over 700 10-minute teachings cataloged in 20 different series covering a range of topics you might be interested in. If you have a prayer request, there's a team of us who meet each weekday to pray for listeners just like yourself. You can send your specific request to us at the number 855-888-0444. I'm glad you're here, and we'll catch you next time.